Congressman Ron Kind says he voted down a flawed and inadequate five-year farm bill that was bad for farmers and bad for taxpayers. The La Crosse Democrat, who represents one of the largest agricultural districts in the country, had offered an amendment on crop insurance reform.
Under the current program, these crop insurance companies are guaranteed a 14% profit. They carry no risk, and the government pays for their administration and operating costs to administer the program. So we offer that deal to no other business in America, and it should not be in the farm bill.
Kind says the $500 billion farm bill did not include the type of reform that would be more fiscally responsible and more responsive to the needs of family farmers.
They were also calling for deep, draconian cuts to the nutrition program that would affect a lot of low-income children who need that assistance right now, while loading up on taxpayer subsidies to large agribusiness, and that wasn't fair.
The bill would slash food stamp benefits by $20.5 billion over the next 10 years. Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Democrat from Milwaukee, says the legislation criminalizes poverty. It humiliates millions of people, and it removes food assistance from the working poor, hungry children, and seniors. Kind says the overwhelming no vote is an indication that lawmakers have to return with a revised farm bill, he says, one that's more responsive to the needs of family farmers. The bill failed in the House by a vote of 234 to 195. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.